Welcome to the Casual Cowards of Gaming. My name is Dirk.
I'm Chester.
I'm Ryan.
This is the PointCast 23.1. We are talking about the very uplifting, wholehearted, family friendly.
Yeah, yes. Family friendly.
Limbo. The game Limbo. The,
it's a Limbo simulator.
Yeah.
From the developers of Goat Simulator.
Welcome. We should do that game.
The Limbo Simulator.
No, Goat Simulator. Goat Simulator. They straight up said that like we're gonna release patches, but all the bugs we're leaving in the game because we consider it part of the game.
What is this game?
Goat Simulator?
Goat Simulator.
You haven't seen Goat Simulator?
No.
We'll talk about it off the air, but it's...
They did a 10 for the win on that. Oh, God, this is so fucking funny.
I haven't yet. 10 for the win. Who does that?
Steven Larson.
Okay, yeah. Nice. Yeah.
it was pretty freaking hilarious.
It may be right up your alley.
Yeah. If you ever wanted to be a goat, it's right up your alley.
You like goats.
Yeah.
It's, you like simulating things.
It's like Saints Row 4 with goats.
Nice.
Everything you've always wanted to do as a goat.
Didn't they just... I mean, wasn't one of the part of the goat simulator like a giraffe's head was stuck in the ground like in a turbine? I just remember seeing that gif online. Like, it's just buggy as shit. I saw a goat, like, climbing up a wall. I guess you just...
So it's like a fever dream.
It doesn't sound like it's doing a good job of simulating.
That's exactly what goats do. They walk right up walls.
Have you ever been a goat?
Briefly. Maybe I didn't get that far in my goat.
Ooh, you know what game I want to play?
Goat
Stimulator.
And there's the episode. PointCast 23.1, Goat Stimulator. Illegal in 48 states.
But not Arizona.
Not Arizona.
Wait, it is definitely illegal. Didn't that cop got arrested for stimulating?
No, he was a fire chief.
There you go, yeah. That was
he
it.
Actually told his neighbor, like, when after his neighbor confronted him, he's like, well, you caught me. He's trying to fuck your goat.
It wasn't even his own goat.
His neighbor's daughter caught him.
Stimulating
the goat with his pants down in their barn.
Jesus.
Yes. Was nowhere near
this.
Yeah,
that had nothing to do with this situation.
It may have been in Gilbert, so he could have been closer than you think.
Oh, Jesus.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that too far? Is that
no, it's just...
Is that the line I cross?
No, you didn't cross the line at all. I'm just really drunk, and it almost sounds like a good idea.
To fuck a goat?
No, to make a game about fucking a goat.
Goat Stimulator. Goat Stimulator 2. This time it's
If I would have known that we were going to take this path, I would have found the excerpt from 40-Year-Old Virgin. Why are you always telling me to fuck a goat, man?
You couldn't see this coming.
I didn't. I sidelined. Drinking podcast first. We're going to get stickers that say that.
Drinking podcast first.
Let me drop another couple $100 on stickers.
Yeah, we are just deep, deep in the red. It's so far in the red.
I don't need this house.
Anyway, what are we talking about? We're talking about Limbo.
Oh, yeah, Limbo.
This fucking hard, really hard game.
Depressing.
Just,
it's sad.
Builds anxiety. It makes you feel alone, and then when you think you're at the lowest you've ever been, you get run through the neck by a giant fucking spider's leg. Like, this is as far down as I can go.
You drown in 2 feet of water.
There's buzzsaws and...
Not till later on in the game. Before then, there's just traps. There's like, oh, this just a nice
giant bear
trap. You enjoying this nice quiet feel? Bear trap.
You know what I just realized is my Google background for Chrome is a black and white picture of just a house in a white field. So it's like Limbo. Oh, God. Oh, it hurts.
You should probably change that.
I should. So Limbo was released in 2010 by the Dooch.
The Dooch. The Freaky Deaky Dooch.
The Dooch.
Yeah. A Dutch developer. Where are we at here?
Play Dead. This is their only game so far, right?
They have
another one in the works.
They're coming out with another one.
Called Project 2.
Oh, finally.
Aptly named.
So this guy, Dutch guy, he worked at IO, which is famous for Hitman and Kane and Lynch and literally nothing else. and he started, you know, working on this when he was there, and he got bored with his job and left. He didn't like it and decided to do his own thing. And he just made this as a kind of like a a tech demo type deal, like, this is what I can do. So I was like, well, let's keep doing that.
Why? It's so bad. It's so bad.
I like what you're doing there. Let's expand on that.
It's not bad. It's just like, this kid just dies again. Not even
he's
like a
already dead, though.
Okay, what do you want to talk about? You want to talk about the gameplay, or you want to talk about, like, you know, the metaphysical, like, the what is going on?
Can we do both?
Okay, so you're a marionette puppet who could be dead.
Or not.
Or maybe somebody is pulling the strings.
The game player is pulling the strings.
Mind.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
No, you didn't.
Okay, so straightforward, it's a platformer. It has a great physics engine. It's a puzzle. There are puzzles that you have to figure out, like using the environment, using the physics engine.
Objects. Physics were pretty cool.
What you will.
Graphics are beautiful. The artwork is...
It's very fluid. Like you actually were making a comment when we were like just kicking this game around, just like giving it a quick playthrough before the episode, is that you can see each one of his hands are independently grabbing the rungs. He's got, like I said, he looks like a marionette, so he does have like each individual joint moves and everything, and it just gets lopped off just so easily.
That will happen. And then the kind of, it's a 2D side scroller, but like the 3D environment where there's trees in the foreground, there's trees in the background, and like the mist and everything, like it really makes it feel 3D, even though it's a 2D side scroller, which is pretty awesome.
Mm, nice.
What are you doing? Are you looking at porno?
No, I'm trying to, we never figured out how much this game was. Apparently on April 11th, 2003, Limbo was 75% off on Steam.
Oh, good.
So... apparently there are so many different things that people like try to equate Limbo to. Like,
well, there's no plot.
There isn't. Like you wake up in a field.
You wake up, the little boy sits up, and then you just start running through this world, solving puzzles and
trying things,
fighting spiders.
It doesn't even tell you. Like I didn't like some of the stuff you did. I'm like, I didn't know you could do that. I gave up so early.
Well, so the title screen also has something to do with like, you know, the whole game. So it's just there. It's like under a treehouse, and there's like two little piles of like or just flies just circulating around. So that comes back. You come back to that, but when you wake up, you're the kid. But we really should have probably done an outline just because there's the ambient music. Like, well, not music, the ambient sounds.
Yeah, just like dripping noises and just kind of flies.
The flies just drove me insane. Or when you drown, it actually makes it sound like you're underwater and drowning.
Oh, like it gets like that hollow noise?
Yeah, like that.
Yeah. But there's like background music. There's not like a theme song to Limbo.
No, and it just makes you feel like you're in this dark place. And to make it worse, you get further on in the game and it's just pitch black with his dull little doll white eyes just running around through.
Well, there's like entire areas of the game where you see nothing but his eyes.
And I hate that. I really hate when games do that. That's like my huge pet peeve. It was with Earthworm Jim where they had the lamp post episode where even when he ran through the lamppost, he was a silhouette. Fuck that. I hate that.
Does it creep you out or what?
No, it makes me mad because I play a game. I want like colors. I want to be actual to see where everything goes.
And shiny things.
And I've beat Limbo before, but I just remember it is the trial and error game. But you get so mad. It's almost like Super Meat Boy because it came out around the same time as Super Meat Boy. So two people had the, or multiple people had the same idea at the same time. Like, let's just keep killing people over and over again.
Yeah, I think I read somewhere they called it trial and death. Not trial and error, trial and death.
But that's what it is. That's all it is.
It doesn't really, I mean, it doesn't like punish you for dying. Mm-hmm. You just got to go back and try it again and try it again and try it.
You start like, right before the puzzle.
Yeah, you're not like, all right, well, enjoy starting back from the beginning, asshole. Right? You know, that would be awful.
You know what's cool? Because we were actually talking about this and there's another game that I haven't played. This came out, you can get it on Steam right now for $10, which totally worth it. I got it for you guys on a Humble Bundle, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I got that for super cheap.
What was that, the one with Psychonauts and Super Meat Boy?
Yeah, Psychonauts, Super Meat Boy, Bastion. That was a
what was that?
Great
idea. What was that? Nine? Was that number nine or something? That was a while ago.
No, I think it was Humble Bundle 4. I have them all on my email. So Limbo was a part of it. That was just like, hey, look at all these fucking games that you've wanted to play. But you can, you can get the retail release game package. So it has Portal, not Portal. All right, let's talk about the orange box. It has Limbo. Trials, which we just talked about.
Hell yeah, dog.
And then Splosion Man, which I guess is pretty good.
That's supposed to be pretty cool. We should probably play that sometime.
We should.
I briefly played Miss Splosion Man, which was the sequel, and I didn't get it. No. Just didn't get it.
I don't get okay. Maybe I don't get like Limbo.
You
like,
just have to get it or not.
You just
get
have
it.
To play it. Yeah.
Try I don't. To... I don't get Tim and Eric.
I don't get Tim and Eric. Either. No. Although I do like those Yellow River Band songs, even though you don't.
No. Well, I like the what is it the odor blocker block.
Oh, the Terry Crews commercials.
Yeah, the Terry Crews for Old Spice
and Tiny Hats.
Tiny Hats.
Tiny Hats is great. They're not open on Saturday. They are now.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's amazing. It's a fake commercial and it's the best. I'll show it to you later.
It's in Limbo.
It's in Limbo.
I don't know.
I don't even know where you go with Limbo. So you get, like you were saying, you start off and you're just in a field.
In a field, you wake up, you just start running, and you're in a forest in a field. And actually, the visuals is where we should talk about, is that black and white, very stark contrast. It is like kind of like a film noir or an old school, what would you say, like German expressionism?
Yes, film noir.
Thank
slash
you.
German expressionism.
That's what it says on Limbo Wiki. I'm looking at it right now.
I read that earlier.
And but it actually, there's a lot of depth just to what they did with that. Like, there's the background. It's like a real hazy background. It really like brings to life, no pun intended, what Limbo would be.
Yeah, it would just like this nothingness. It's just black and white and gray tones, and there's nothing like, there's not like a yellow flower. It's like, hey, that's nice.
They added, like, the things that they added that kind of like made it a contrast was like the bright lights of things that they had the mushrooms, but then they had the little worms that controlled you.
Oh, yeah, the little zombie worm things.
Yeah,
and then,
so that was like, oh, look at that giant bright beacon of light. Oh, it's
well,
attached
now it's
to
my brain.
Head. Yeah, it's in my head, and I can only move one way.
Now I just go this way for a while.
Add to the story element. But, I mean, it had a, you said that they made the engine specifically for this game, right?
Yeah.
So
they built the game from the ground up.
Good for them, because it had swinging. It had the physics of swinging things. You had the physics of the kid. You had the physics of climbing, climbing ropes, water, giant spider physics.
Giant spider physics.
I'm sure there were weeks spent on giant spider
there were
physics.
Falling signs. God,
so we need to talk about how Ryan never ever made it through Limbo.
I didn't beat the first like main puzzle. Because there was a giant spider, and I decided I was done with the game.
Am I a spider, Ryan?
Yeah.
Am I a dinosaur?
I have what some people refer to as the arachnophobia.
So bad that when we were in high school, I may have taken one of those stupid little spider...
the ones you hang in the webs on Halloween, those
the
little
Halloween
black
spiders.
Plastic ones.
And he was playing, it was probably Quake or something, he was on the computer.
I was playing Quake.
And I sat down next to him, and I just put the spider right on his shoulder. And
I think I was playing Redneck Rampage.
You probably were. Put it right on your shoulder, and it's just like, I just let it sit there, just kind of put it there, and just let it sit there, and then we're talking back and forth, and all of a sudden, like, maybe like 5 minutes later, I'm like, oh my god, what's on your shoulder? It's like, ah! Jumps up out of the chair, like, doing like the hit everything off me, runs down the hall to his bedroom, and by the time, like, he left the computer room, down to the bedroom, maybe 20 feet, he had, like, all of his clothes stripped off.
Dude, this is like 20 seconds. I had my clothes off and a new set of clothes on. In 20 seconds. It's amazing.
Yeah. And the old clothes were just burning in
yeah.
the pile.
I'm just standing over him, just like slowly smoking a cigarette.
And that's how much Ryan ate spiders. So when he got to that point of the game, which that was a big selling point for the game, because I remember the trailers they had for it. Like, they had that huge spider, like the legs that just came down and just impaled you. But there's so much more to the game, which it's kind of like the Mass Effect thing. You're like, ah, I tried it. It sucked.
Yeah, where I first played, like, it's a shooter.
Well, but like, did you get to the buzzsaw part? No.
No, spider.
Was it after the spider? Yeah. Did you get to the part where you had to, like, you had to change gravity?
Spider.
Spider.
You know, there was a, like, halfway through the game, that spider will eventually stop chasing you. Spider. You get to dismantle the spider.
We know you can rip the spider's leg out of its torso and then roll its torso across.
But I wouldn't want
to
roll its torso across because you got to touch it.
Well, you still, even with one leg, it can still just shoot that thing right through. It's like it has no, like, it doesn't have any bearing or like not bearing or, like any like traction, and it's just like.
Yeah.
What was okay. So while that part of the spider, like, that came down, like when it first showed you its legs, that wasn't the worst part for me. The worst part for me was when the fucking spider mummified you, or like just wrapped you up in silk, and then like sticks you to the wall, and you have to swing back and forth
until you break the strands. Yeah,
and then but you're still hopping around. That for me was just like, oh my god,
what am I gonna do?
Yeah, this even though it isn't like a huge game, it did give you a lot of emotions. Especially if you played it
all
in
the
like
feels.
A, yeah, we're sitting here like we're playing, and yeah. Jess is like, we should turn the lights off. Fuck you. I'm not going to turn the lights off, so this is everything.
I think my brother used to do that with me with Resident Evil 2. Let's turn the lights off. No, let's turn all the lights on.
Worst idea
and put like
ever.
Some Gloria Estefan or something upbeat in the background.
The Limbo song.
What?
The Chubby Checker's Limbo song. That's the one.
There you go. See, this should be on the soundtrack.
You can't be anxious while that's playing.
Every boy and every girl
gets
stabbed by a spider 1,000 times.
Here's what I don't understand about the game. One is why we chose that song.
Well, there was no music for the game.
There is none. Because we sat back, we're like, yeah, Limbo would be a good game. And then we get here and we're like, shit. What music are we going to...
Yeah, that's always a good selling point for games.
Yeah, so we just go to...
There was no way you knew that was coming.
I didn't. I just...
Serendipity, baby.
Well, I'm trying to figure out... Okay, so say the kid is in Limbo, and he's running around in Limbo. I can accept the hotel sign that will electrocute him. I can accept the water that will drown him. Or even the giant spider, because as we know, they're what nightmares are made of. Mm-hmm. Giant spiders. But where are the kids coming from?
Oh, my girlfriend's out of town. I have to sleep alone.
Oh,
Dirk will be here.
Or the sleep alone and that giant spider didn't get me.
You're never alone with a giant spider.
God damn it. I'm sleeping in the living room on the floor next to you.
I'm sleeping in the guest bedroom.
I'm sleeping in the guest bedroom, too.
I may go find a spider costume. Because even when you...
You want to get stabbed? Is that what you want? You want to get stabbed? Is it worth it? Yeah, it probably is for you.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, it is.
He's going to rip your limbs off one by one.
Yes.
And I'm going to use you. I'm going to use your torso to solve a puzzle.
Go on. Dude, if it was like one of those like Zelda puzzles where you put like my torso on a switch... I'm
no,
a heavy.
Dude, that's God of War.
So God of War. Like I would totally hold down a switch with my fucking massive girth and my fat ass.
Thanks, buddy.
Even with my torso.
Thanks for holding the door open for me. Thanks for getting the door.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I derailed you a second ago.
You did. I was just because I never understood the kids in the game.
Like, the other what, people.
The other yeah, the kids. Other people like that are trying to kill you with bows and arrows.
They had blow darts.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
They were arrows.
That kind of like made me think of like the what is it, Lord of the Flies?
Yeah,
like kind of just like just a savage
kid.
There
were a lot of flies.
There were.
Well, there were flies, but I mean, like just those kids. Like they had like the blowguns, and like they were kind of like their own little tribe. Because at the beginning, it's you're under that treehouse or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then I don't know. It just seemed like they were kind of like a faction. Like if you think like in Limbo, like did they represent like the kids who were bullies or his like friends or something? Or
I don't know, man.
Do you remind me of the kids from?
It's deep.
Rufio.
Rufio. That's the reminded me of those asshole kids.
Rufio.
Except for there wasn't like a fat kid that turned into a ball. If there was that, that'd have been cool. Maybe those rocks in the game was that fat kid. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Well, if you know what, I think it's more like Lord of the Flies, just because if when much like Piggy, if anybody's seen that movie, the most disturbing scene in any movie is when they drop that rock on Piggy's head.
Yeah.
Everything that got dropped on this kid's head. It was just immediate, like, limpness or...
Oh, in Limbo.
Yeah, in Limbo. It
yeah,
was
just ragdoll.
Ragdoll or just, like, get crushed. There's something we should talk about. I mean, you can go online and find 101 ways to die on Limbo. So, are there any favorites? Because I always liked the traps, even though it was right at the beginning of the game, because they were just big enough to get the kid right to his neck.
And they'd cleave his head off.
Yeah, and just it just go tumbling away.
Yeah.
So
I'm a big fan of the crushing.
Yes, the crushing where there's like it sticks. Like
yeah, and then it comes back up kind of slow, and it gets like this like long, sinewy like the blood
sinew.
Like,
you God, you use the word sinew. God damn it, man!
It's just awful. It's
I
just
when
so
he got
gross.
Impaled. and his body would just kind of hang there.
The Lara Croft deaths.
Yeah. Well, another thing that was kind of cool is that like when he did die, you would think that it would follow his like top half of his torso or his head. No, it followed like his legs and his
like body. When the machine gun would cut his torso in half.
Yeah.
The camera would follow the bottom half.
Yeah, and while his like
as
his
it tumbled away.
Yeah, while his head or something is just like sticking on a pike or just like being juggled by the bullets. Again, why the machine gun?
Good question.
It's fucking Dutch. Fucking the damn Dutch. Dutch.
They're afraid of guns.
They're whoa.
And spiders.
That just went deep.
Why?
I don't know.
They really like sunflowers. I know that.
Oh.
Do what's they?
These again?
Picasso was Dutch.
Was he?
So one, this, okay, you know what a stereotype is?
He speaks for all of the Dutch.
Are you sure?
He only listens for half of them.
What about Goldfinger? So, he speaks for the Dutch.
So do they also like non-congruent lines proportional body paintings?
Sure. No, that's, you're thinking of the other one.
Picasso like painted like the blocks, like the people.
I'm thinking
like
of Van Gogh. Van Gogh is the Dutch guy.
Jesus Christ!
I'm like, I was really having a hard time reconciling that in my brain.
Van Gogh
is who I was thinking.
Okay,
of.
So let's go off that logic. So Van Gogh, speaking for the Dutch,
like sunflowers,
was bipolar, chopped his ear off, and then committed suicide.
Yes.
Welcome.
And then we go into limbo.
Oh my god!
But with only one ear.
Still one of the saddest Doctor Who episodes ever.
Yeah, that's the only one you've seen.
That's so terrible. We totally changed his life around. He didn't kill it. Oh, he killed himself. We showed him what he would be.
Some events in time are fixed.
Yeah, man. Fate.
Not even Doctor Who can change them. Stop looking at me like that.
Nerd!
I want just like a wah, wah,
wah, wah. Drinking podcast first.
We are a drinking podcast first. if you haven't played Limbo, it's worth a look because it if not for the longevity of the game, because it's probably like maybe with the amount of death that you're going to have, it's going to take you probably like 3-4 hours to get through. Yeah. I can't remember how long it was the first time I played it through.
I'm sorry, I'm itching. I don't know why I said
We saw that. We watched the half-hour speed run. It was about like 35 minutes.
Well, 35 minutes, but that's like...
I needed to see what was going to happen because I was never going to go back and get past the spider part.
But the spider dies and you use his body.
Well, I know that now.
Not only do you use his body, you push his body onto spikes and
you roll his... Yeah, you roll his torso onto...
So he's really dead. So you don't have to worry about it. So
it
for
makes
you...
That gushy sound.
Yeah. So for you, you actually should have tried to keep going in this game. To kill the spider to make sure it'll never come back. Until you run into the kids and they have a marionette spider. You're like, motherfucker.
I'm going to go out to PetSmart tomorrow and buy a tarantula and murder it in the parking lot because of this game.
Just pay for it and then smash it right in front of the person.
That's just a dick move.
Fuck this shit and just walk away.
Spiders. I hate spiders.
Also, what's with the saws, too? They're just like random saws on tracks.
I don't know, man. Machine guns and saws and...
It's a video game. There's always
elevators and anti-gravity and all of it.
Well, I just can't wait to die then. Because if I'm stuck in Limbo...
Yeah, I'm just going to lay there and wait for the flies to get me. I'm just...
Is Limbo like a Catholic thing or is Limbo like the before you go...
Limbo means like the edge of hell.
The edge of hell?
The edge of hell.
It's
like if you're not bad enough, you're not good enough to get into heaven... And you're not bad enough to go to hell. You're stuck in limbo where just there's nothing. It's not good. It's not bad. It's just kind of like, here I am.
Well, according to...
It's like being in Delaware.
Fucking Delaware.
I know nothing about Delaware.
Me neither.
Do you have one Delawarean so we
but
can benchmark
or
hedge our things off of it?
Wayne's World. You remember? Yeah, we're in Delaware.
Oh, yeah. Delaware. What the Delaware? What the Delaware? She wore a New Jersey.
That was good.
Sorry. No, so Limbo, what it says here, this actually makes sense because I probably should have looked this up first. Stop looking at him like I'm an idiot, okay?
Stop looking at him like you're an idiot.
You did. You gave him the fucking look like, this shit just happened? Did that fucking happen?
What is this song?
Don't look at him. Look at me.
I expect you to pull out a jump rope after that song.
I had a book of songs from when my mom like was younger to try to teach me the states.
You want
to
do some double Dutch?
And the only thing I remember was, what did Delaware? What did Delaware? She knew it wore in New Jersey. There was another one. What did Idaho? What did Idaho? She hoed something. California or something.
California raisins.
California raisins. No, I can't remember. It was the same book that had the song Nobody Likes Me, Everybody Hates Me, Guess I'll Go Eat Worms.
I remember that.
Oh, your theme song.
Motherfucker. I do have a bulimia problem because of
because of my worm overeating problem when I was a child.
So anyway, speaking of children being stuck in limbo, which I'm probably stuck in limbo right now, it's the in some Christian beliefs, the supposed abode of the souls of the unbaptized infants and of those who just died before Christ's coming. So it's just like, hey, you showed up to the party, but you're too late.
And here's some infants.
No, I meant like people who are born, like you know, I'm well, that kid's born a Christian, but he's not baptized a Christian. Mm-hmm. Jesus, like, out. No. All right. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So am I good to go?
I'm on board.
Tell me when to go.
Well, I don't know. I was baptized once.
Oh, it depends on where you land. I mean, like, if whatever the Christian faith that you were baptized in says you're good to go, then you're good to go. So you should go with First Baptist, because if you're saved in First Baptist, you can never lose your salvation no matter what you do.
Really?
No matter what.
We should have done that. That's awesome. Catholic. What does that mean?
What's that? You're Catholic?
I was.
Oh, then everything you do is a sin.
Oh, yeah.
You're God fucked, man.
Even getting baptized was a sin.
You dirty Jesus' water. That's a sin.
You know what actually you're destined to come back as? A giant spider in limbo.
Good. I'll kill all the other giant spiders.
Now, you're scared of yourself.
Yeah, right. Look at me.
Like the Highlander, but with spiders.
Oh.
I am immortal. A spider that stabs little kids.
You like that?
Yeah. Hold on. I need to look at him like he's an idiot.
What? I turned a Queen song into a song about limbo.
I saw what you did. Yeah. I saw what you did.
You like that? Thing. Don't look at me like I'm an idiot.
Yeah, look at me like
Yeah, I'm look at him idiot. Like I'm an idiot.
I agree with that look.
What about if I'm an idiot? Who do I look at? Dirk and idiot?
What about if we called this episode and got some burritos?
I think we should do that. So we just realized right now it is fucking hard to talk about a game with no sound that murders you.
The graphics were cool, I guess.
The graphics were great. The graphics were graphics. I mean, it wasn't like, yeah, over the top. But, I mean, the it was more like the visualization.
Visual representation
yeah.
of giant spiders.
Yeah. Great puzzles. I think the background was really neat looking. The
puzzles were good because even dislodging like the things that you would need for a puzzle would ultimately kill you. So
right, a crate would fall on your head.
The brain slugs.
I needed that crate, and it murdered me.
Yeah, the brain slugs where you like they hit you, and you only walked one way until they hit the light, and you had to turn around. So there were a lot of good elements to the game. It's just this for some reason this was one of the few games that I bought on the Xbox Live Arcade or Marketplace, and I think you talked me into it.
Maybe.
And then you never finished it.
I didn't finish it, Spider.
So. With that, I think we're just going to... What are we going to do? We're going to talk a little bit about what we're doing next week. Next week is Mario Brothers 3.
Yeah,
We talked about Mario Brothers 2. We talked about Super Mario World. So we're going to go back to Mario Brothers 3. And we are also going to whore for ourselves for SGC. And if you haven't heard, we're going out to SGC. We have a booth in Dallas. We should probably figure out what do you want me to put that?
Yeah, there you go. Outro music, because this game does have 99
ways to die. I was going to hit that in a second.
Nah, it's a long song. We got plenty of time. I'm taking it all in. I enjoy it.
See, Chester's looking at both of us like we're both idiots. And we're in kind returning the view.
Look, I like Megadeth, and he does as he's told. So,
yeah,
you're the idiot.
I like
that. So we'll be at SGC in July.
Is it July 11th through the 13th?
So Google that.
Google that.
Screw Attack Gaming Conference.
Gaming convention.
Whatever. Come out, hang out with us, have a few drinks, play some Mario Kart, maybe win a t-shirt, maybe defeat one of us. Good luck.
July 11th through the 13th.
We're the best. We're Mario Kart champions.
We'll be in the vendor room.
I mean, once we start practicing, we're going to be awesome.
I don't have to practice Mario Kart. Are you kidding me? It's like ingrained.
it's like driving or breathing. It's just something you remember how to
do. Yeah, it's like riding a bike, only it's a cart, and I'm the princess.
And you're not doing anything physical at all.
I'm fucking pretty.
Real pretty.
I'm pretty as shit.
You can say that again.
I'm real pretty. So we are on Pocket Cast. We are on Stitcher. We are on iTunes. We are on Twitter. We are also on
Facebook
sometimes, occasionally.
Mostly it's just our tweets fed through Facebook.
Yeah. We also, if you want to get any part of our content, you can go to our website, casualcowards.com.
Send me your contact info. I will send you stickers.
What's going on? Do we have a YouTube channel?
I'm working on it.
Yeah, Ryan, do we have a YouTube channel?
Does anyone want to see what we look like in real life?
No, we don't have to.
Absolutely not.
I do.
They're not ready to see you yet. So with that, thank you for listening to Pointcast 23.1. My name is Dirk.
I'm Chester.
I'm Ryan.
We're sorry.